Former senior Eskom managers appear in court, and more than 500 schools in Limpopo still using pit toilets.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
For 5 News, I'm Kim Schulzer. The Hawks say the two arrested former Eskom senior managers have appeared in the Johannesburg Regional Court on charges of fraud, corruption and money laundering. Two business directors and representatives of 7 companies also appeared in court. They were arrested in Mpumalanga, Limpopo and Gauteng. An amount of 745 million rand is believed to be involved. NPA spokesperson Bulelwa Makeke elaborates.
This is a joint project of the Hawks and the investigating directorate as part of the state capture project, rather. So I do confirm that two senior, well, they're former now, but they're still being held responsible for the corruption that they've been accused of. Charges relating to fraud, corruption and money laundering.
The Limpopo Education Department has conceded that more than 500 schools in the province are still using pit toilets. The department's head, Beauty Mutiwana, however, says they have managed to build safer toilets since the death of 5-year-old Michael Kumape, who fell into a school pit toilet 5 years ago. The Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein yesterday awarded Kumape's family 1.4 million rand in compensation. Mutiwana says construction of new toilets at 215 schools is expected to start next month.
What is good about this issue is that out of the 515, the province has already advertised 250, which is currently under evaluation, and we hope by January the appointed service provider will start with the actual construction. And also let me indicate that 300 are going to be implemented by National as part of the President's program.
The DA in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro in the Eastern Cape says former Mayor Mongameli Bobane's decision to go to court to challenge his ousting is a desperate attempt to cling to power. Bobane lost the first part of his bid to have his case heard urgently. The High Court in Port Elizabeth dismissed the application with costs today. DA Councillor Monet Steyn.
I found it quite ironic his grounds for urgency that he brought was that the city would suffer without his leadership in it. As a matter of fact, the city suffered under his leadership. So we're very happy the court made these decisions, and we will be ready to review any matters going forward on.
The South African National Editors Forum says it's written to the management of ENCA News Channel to seek a meeting over allegations of editorial interference